Imagine a document drafted by people of all nationalities, religious beliefs, and backgrounds with a single purpose: to unify, inspire, and bring compassion back into the heart of societies around the world. It's the Charter for Compassion. Over two decades of studying the world's major religions and writing more than 20 books about them, British scholar Karen Armstrong says she has again and again found compassion to be the core value that all religions share.
People seem to think it means to be sorry for people or to feel pity. In fact, it means to experience with, to feel with the other, to put yourself in the position of another person. And it's summed up well in the Golden Rule: do not do to others what you would not like them to do to you.
Being compassionate, she says, requires introspection.
And that requires you to look into your own heart, discover what it is that gives you pain, and then refuse under any circumstance whatsoever to inflict that pain on anybody else.
Armstrong has always wanted to encourage people of all persuasions to practice compassion to create a more peaceful and harmonious society. Last year, she had the chance to turn her wish into reality. She was one of the winners of the TED Prize. The nonprofit group presenting it seeks out what it calls ideas worth spreading. It grants the winners one world-changing wish, then arranges for the resources and support to help make it come true.
I dreamed up the idea of a charter that would restore compassion to the center of religious life. So I wrote a draft charter. We put the charter online. We invited the world to contribute online on a multilingual website. And hundreds and thousands of people from all over the world put their ideas. So it's a grassroots movement. Then we met in Switzerland, where some 20 leading thinkers and activists from six of the major world faiths, together we wrote the charter, taking into account what the public had said.
The charter is now available online at charterforcompassion.org. Visitors to the website can join the tens of thousands of individuals and organizations that have affirmed their support of the charter, share their own story of an act of compassion, and learn how they can spread the charter's message. There's also a video in which dozens of people take turns reading the charter.
We therefore call upon all men and women
to restore compassion
to the center of morality and religion,
to return to the ancient principle
that any interpretation of scripture
that breeds violence,
hatred,
or disdain
is illegitimate.
To ensure that youth are given accurate and respectful information
about other traditions, religions, and cultures.
To encourage a positive appreciation
of cultural
and religious diversity.
It's a short document, 300 words long. It is, first of all, a call to work actively and energetically for the benefit of the whole of humanity. And this is a religious duty. We should be concerned about the environment, world hunger, world poverty, poverty in our own societies, sickness, health problems, all this, these are religious issues. Secondly, we must also refrain from inflicting harm, and that includes violence of any kind, and also unkind speech in public or private life.
To celebrate the launch of the Charter on November 12th, more than two dozen organizations held events and activities around the world.
There was an essay competition, for example, for young people in Australia. It's going to be an art exhibition in New York on the theme of compassion. In Kuala Lumpur, they set up a wall of compassion right in the middle of the city. And the Muslim communities in several countries of Europe are holding public debates and discussions to propagate the notion of compassion. And that's important because there's so much trouble in Europe with the Muslim immigrant community who are having a very rough time at the moment.
Compassion, Armstrong says, should also shape the way religion is taught to youngsters.
We must also decide what we're going to do with those violent texts that are in all our scriptures. How are we going to deal with them when they're often used for such harm? And I'd like to see a sort of cooperative effort. This is certainly happening, I know for a fact, in Jerusalem, right at the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict. You have movement where imams and rabbis are studying their scriptures together for precisely this purpose. It can be done. So if you're bringing up children, bring them up to be compassionate, to respect others, to respect difference, not see it as a threat.
The charter has been endorsed by such religious and public figures as Her Majesty Queen Rania al-Abdullah of Jordan, South Africa's Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and the Dalai Lama, as well as by cultural icons, including fashion designer Kenneth Cole, record producer Quincy Jones, and author Isabel Allende. Yet, Armstrong says, more people must support it in order for it to gain momentum.
One of the things that I'm thinking of is setting up a rapid response team worldwide. If a crisis blows up that needs a compassionate voice, we are poised to go and speak on the media, to write an op-ed piece in the newspaper, go on television, organise an event or something to bring a compassionate voice, because we're hearing so much hatred on the media. We need another voice out there. I want to empower people.
Karen Armstrong says the Charter for Compassion can give a voice to the silent majority of all faith traditions and provide a tool for building a better global society where people can live together in peace and harmony. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.